Well, it was an article that was printed, I think, in a newspaper at the time, and it was about Coney Island, and obviously it was an earlier time, you know, the turn of the century, really, the early part of the 20th century. So it was coming at a different angle from Robert Frank, but it was interesting to have these Robert Frank photographs, which have this sadness to them, and then read about this kind of aversion to Coney Island from an earlier time as well, when it's usually seen as a very party orientated place. It's celebratory. It's you know, there's fairgrounds, and yet to have the other side of it and have Gorky saying, "Hang on a minute, this is just rampant capitalism, essentially, at work. It's just fake, you know, it's just transient, and the lights are there to dazzle you to the fact that you're just, that there's nothing behind it. It's just shallow." I don't necessarily agree with that. And funnily enough, also in this article, Boredom, Gorky seemingly does make some concessions to Coney Island. He kind of is charmed by it despite his own opinions. And I think that's something that I feel a lot about the world that I live in. I feel repelled by a lot of things, but also I'm as interested as anybody else. I'm a human kind of dealing with these contradictions. And, you know, obviously that leads into the kind of album title. The first song on the album says, "All my dreams are contradictions." And there are recurring themes that link into this article